I'm Dr. Joan Fleischman, the founder of Early Options. This is our Women's Voices audio series, where some of our patients have graciously agreed to share their personal abortion experiences. In this series, women talk about the abortion pill. I was one of the original researchers for the abortion pill, and we've offered it at Early Options for 20 years. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet, so I hope these voices give you a more informed sense of what it's actually like to go through this process. You're hearing these women at their follow-up visit.
So you came back today after doing the abortion pill.
Yes.
And how did it go for you?
It was an emotional ride, but not painful as I thought. It was a little discomfort, but I got the support I needed from my partner, and we're here today. I'm very well, and everything was okay.
And how bad were the cramps when you had them?
When I had them, well, because I follow your methods for pain relief, I can say the most is a 7-8 maybe. Not that extreme, no.
And how long did it last, the cramping?
The cramping lasted just off and on because it doesn't stay. I will say a good 3-4 hours the most is, and then I went off to bed. Woke up, just regular period, regular feeling, and I was fine.
So for me, I've chosen the pill option because I feel more control. I can do it in the privacy of my home, kind of go through the process and have support there with me and kind of, you know, get my candles and my stuff going in my bathroom as I go through the process.
And how did it go?
It went better than I expected. Definitely better than I expected. I think the pain was like there for about 2 hours and then it went away, and then I felt honestly like back to normal.
And how's the bleeding been?
It was a little heavy for a few days, but it's been a week now and I'm totally fine.
And when you say that you had 2 hours of pain, in as much honesty as you can give,
yeah,
for somebody going through this, uh-huh, what was that pain like?
It honestly felt like something I've never felt before. It felt like cramps, but like a lot more painful, and I kind of used heat to kind of help with it, and if you kind of just like not think about it, it honestly goes away.
After 15 minutes I start bleeding, and after half an hour they come out everything, like 30 minutes to get everything, and I feel like pain for like about 1 hour, and after they gone I take another pill and I didn't feel more pain. After the pain, it's kind of like period pain. It's not like that much.
Afterward.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
during the miscarriage part, you said you had pretty strong pain.
Yeah, that one is like very strong. You know, you can handle. It's not kind of like something like you're going to die, but it's like very strong. But after 1 hour, it's go away. So it's okay. The pain is more like a miscarriage, so I don't feel like the pain after. When I did the pill, it's like, okay, it's more natural, so I feel more comfortable with that.
The pill option also, I think, is the most natural in my mind for abortion option. It just allows you to almost like naturally miscarry, right? So that's always in my mind because I do want to have another child.
So you're here for your follow-up, and you did the abortion pill in the last week. And how did it go for you?
I was expecting it to be a lot worse because of what I read on the internet before I came in. I was mainly worried about the pain and the cramping and all of that. And it was actually not a bad experience at all. I was comfortable in my own home, and you guys had kind of set me up to know, to expect everything that was going to happen. And just, I felt good about it, which was definitely not what I was expecting at all.
And what did you read on the internet about
that
this?
It was the worst pain ever, that it was hours and hours of terrible cramping and things like that. And it just wasn't my experience. I know everybody's body is different. But yeah, a lot of people on the internet are just not for the pill.
So you just did the pill, and you took one pill in the office, and then when did you take the second pill at home? Was it that night or the next
night?
That night.
Probably around 9 p.m.
And then what happened? You took the pill, and did anything happen? Did you feel cramps or anything that night?
No, I didn't feel anything until the next morning, and I still didn't have cramps so much. I just woke up and went to the bathroom, and a lot came out then, and it just kind of felt like a regular period. At that point, And then, so that would have been Saturday morning, and today's Friday, so it feels like it's ending.
The bleeding, your period's ending.
Yeah.
When you say a lot came out, like, was it scary, or
No, it wasn't scary. It was just, I can't really tell if it was, like, heavy bleeding. It certainly wasn't bleeding through a pad or anything like that. Like, I just changed them pretty regularly, and...
And did you work that day? Are you working now?
Or? No. I mean, I was home with my other kids.
Could you have worked?
Well, yeah, if you had to. You could take, like, Motrin and go to work. It's the same way you would in the first couple of days of period. That's kind of uncomfortable.
Once the cramping started.
Yeah. But it wasn't severe cramping. It wasn't unnatural feeling cramping. It was manageable.
As you've just heard, women who take the abortion pill can have a wide range of experiences. They often choose it because it's on their terms. If you decide the abortion pill is right for you, we're experts at making this process as comfortable as possible. At Early Options, we provide the right expectations and around-the-clock support so that you'll leave our office feeling good about your medical care and your decision.